Start. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a beginner-friendly mastering workflow in Ableton Live 12 to clean a chopped vinyl texture for old-school jungle and drum and bass vibes. The goal is simple: remove distracting clicks, rumble, and harsh crackle while preserving the grit and rhythmic character that make these textures feel authentic. First, I'll tell you what you'll build. Then we'll walk step by step through a compact, stock device effect chain using Live 12 devices, utility, spectrum, EQ8, gate, multiband dynamics, glue compressor, saturator and limiter. Finally, we'll cover common mistakes, pro tips, a short practice exercise and a quick recap. What you'll build: a compact cleaning and mastering chain on a chopped vinyl texture track that removes sub-rumble and isolated clicks or pops, tames overly bright crackle without killing the air, controls noisy high-frequency energy with multiband dynamics, keeps the width and lo-fi character appropriate for jungle DNB, outputs a ready-to-place texture that sits cleanly in the master bus. Before you start, duplicate the audio track with the texture, CMD or Control plus D, so you can /B the original and cleaned versions. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep and listening 1. Import your chopped vinyl clip into Live 12. Turn warp off or consolidate slices if you don't need time warping. Warping can introduce artifacts in chopped audio. 2. Solo the track and listen with a drum loop or bass reference so your adjustments translate to the mix. B. Basic gain staging and visual checks 3. Insert utility first. Set the gain conservatively around -3 to -6 dB, so later processors aren't overdriven. Occasionally use utility's mono button to check mono compatibility. 4. Add spectrum after utility to see where the energy concentrates. Look for low rumble under 60 Hz and crackle above 8 to 10 Khz. That will guide your EQ and multiband choices. C. Remove sub-rumble and clean low-end 5. Put EQ8 next and use band 1 as a high-pass filter. Start around 30 to 40 Hz for jungle DNB. If the texture has rumble, push toward 50 to 60 Hz. Use a steep slope, about 24 dB per octave, to remove inaudible rumble that muddies the master. D. Kill transient clicks and pops 6. Add gate after EQ8. Set range to about -40 dB. Detection to peak, and start threshold around -35 to -25 dB. Use a fast attack of roughly 1 to 5 milliseconds, and a short release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. The gate will close between chopped hits and reduce continuous crackle. 7. To locate stubborn clicks, use EQ8 with a narrow bell boosted by around +6 to +12 dB and sweep between 2 and 8 Khz. When you hear the click stand out, switch that band to a narrow cut of about -6 to -12 dB with a tightened Q. Remove the boost you used for sweeping. E. Tame bright crackle with multiband control 8. Insert multiband dynamics and set rough band splits like low 20 to 250 Hz, mid 250 Hz to 3.5 Khz, high 3.5 Khz to 20 Khz. Focus on the high band where vinyl crackle lives. Set the high band threshold so it compresses only the loud crackle transients. Try -25 to -15 dB. Use a ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Fast attack from 0.1 to 10 ms, and a medium release around 50 to 200 ms. Reduce makeup gain for the high band slightly, about -0.5 to -3 dB, to tame brittle top end without killing air. 9. For the mid band, use gentle compression, around 2:1. To soften popping mids that can clash with snares or amen chops. F. Glue, color and character, gently 10. Add glue compressor after multiband dynamics. Light settings work best. Ratio from 2:1 to 3:1. Attack around 10 ms. Release on auto or around 200 ms. Use makeup gain to taste to unify the slices so they sit consistently. 11. If you want a touch of grit while removing harshness, add saturator with very low drive, say 0.5 to 2 dB, and choose soft sine or analog clip mode. Keep the wet/dry low so you don't reintroduce noise. G. Final tidy and loudness 12. Place a second instance of EQ8 as the last corrective stage. Use a gentle high shelf cut above 12 to 16 Khz of about -1 to -3 dB only, if the texture still sounds brittle. If the texture is a bit muddy, try a small low mid dip between 200 and 500 Hz of -1 to -3 dB. 13. Add a limiter last with a small ceiling, for example -0.3 dB. Don't push for loudness on the texture track. The master bus will handle final level. H. Context checks and a /B14. Toggle between your duplicated original and the clean track and listen in the full mix. Bypass and engage each device to verify its benefit. If the texture collides with bass, use utility's width to reduce stereo width slightly. Try from 80% down to 60%. For this beginner workflow, you don't need complex mid/side processing. Common mistakes to avoid. Over high-passing. Don't cut above roughly 120 Hz unless you want to kill warmth and body. Over gating. Too aggressive gate settings make slices sound choppy and unnatural. Over compressing highs. Crushing the high band removes life and makes the texture dull. Excessive declicking. Notch only problem frequencies. Broad heavy EQ wipes character. Skipping context checks. Cleaning in solo can make the texture disappear or clash once drums and bass are present. Pro tips. Use the boost and sweep method in EQA to find clicks, then switch to a narrow cut. Surgical cuts beat broad removal. Save your chain as an audio effect rack preset named something like DNB Vinyl Clean Beginner, so you can reuse it. Sometimes a gentle high shelf cut is enough instead of multiband dynamics. Use MBD only when necessary. Check mono compatibility often with utility and mono only the very low frequencies if needed. For a single loud pop, edit clip gain or draw a short volume automation instead of overprocessing the whole track. Consider duplicating the track and blending the cleaned version with the raw one at lower level to preserve extra grit. Mini practice exercise. Load a 4-bar chopped vinyl loop in Live 12 and duplicate the track. On one copy apply this chain, utility, gain minus 4 dB right arrow EQ 8 HP at 40 Hz right arrow gate right arrow EQ 8 sweep. To find clicks plus narrow cuts right arrow multiband dynamics tame highs right arrow glue compressor right arrow saturator tiny right arrow limiter. Save the chain as a preset. A slash B the original and cleaned version and a simple drum and bass loop. Adjust gate threshold and MBD high band threshold until the crackle is reduced, but the chop still hits hard. Export the 4-bar loop and compare how it sits in the master with and without cleaning. Recap, you now have a beginner-friendly, stock device workflow in Live 12 to clean a chalked vinyl texture for jungle and old school DNB. High pass to remove rumble, use a gate to silence noise between chops. Surgically notch clicks with EQ8, tame harsh highs with multiband dynamics, glue lightly with a compressor, and apply subtle saturation for warmth. Work in context, save presets, and use a slash B check so you keep the old school character while improving clarity for mastering. A few final coach notes, treat this as gentle restoration. Less is more. Keep the original saved and work on a duplicate. Listen for clicks that poke, rumble that muddies, and brittle highs that cause ear fatigue. Mono check frequently. If one or two chops are problematic, use clip gain or short automation before applying heavy processing. For stereo control, reduce width gradually or create a mono low-end duplicate if you need mono below a certain frequency. When done, consolidate, resample or export the cleaned clip to save CPU and preserve your work. That's it. Use small iterative changes and context checks and you'll keep the chopped vinyl charm while making the texture sit confidently in your jungle or DNB master. End.